Yeah, thank you very much. I welcome the high-level delegation of Saudi Arabia here in Geneva. Welcome. We appreciate the State Party's ongoing efforts toward women's empowerment and the ambitious targets for the Saudi Vision 2030 with sub-strategies like Guara, etc. The State Party highlights increasing women's representation in the workforce, which in 2023 rose from 17% to 36%. This shows clearly that Saudi Arabia is on a positive path in terms of economic independence of women. However, to encourage the temporary special measures that accelerate de facto equality between men and women, there are areas where progress can be further enhanced to ensure full compliance with Article 4 of the Convention. Since 2013, women hold the minimum quota of 20% in Shura Council. In fact, the criteria appointing women in Shura is unclear. Within the United Nations and globally, we underline the need of parity system. Does the State Party, who is in the era of reform, believe that it's time for progress increasing from 20% to larger representation of women in the Shura Council? And if so, then what quota has been debated? The committee draws attention to the gender quotas in leadership roles within government ministries, courts, and the judiciary, ensuring women are appointed to senior leadership positions within legal and law enforcement agencies. Article 4 considers temporary special measures unnecessary and strategic tools for State Party to be directed and used towards the achievement of substantive equality of all women in the State Party. Under the Convention, the adoption and implementation of such measures are not considered discriminatory against men. Vision 2030's Human Capacity Development Programme is crucial for educational outcomes, with labour market needs especially increasing women's participation. Transition within education system needs to translate into jobs. And I have questions. The committee would like to address a few questions like, number one, what concrete steps in the State Party is the State Party taking to collaborate with various stakeholders, including NGOs and civil society, in the overall strategy of conceptualizing and implementing temporary special measures in order to respect, protect, and fulfill the rights of women as an objective of national development? Two, we heard in the opening statement that there are 2,000 female lawyers in the State Party and very few judges. Can you confirm whether Saudi Vision 2030 includes plans for the appointment of female judges and prosecutors? Third, the national program of the Institute of Public Administration aims to empower women in civil service and boost their opportunities in decision-making roles. Could you please ensure that all women who wish so have access to training that prepares them for high-level government, judicial, and private sector positions? Four, what educational and training programs are in place to support women pursuing careers in STEM fields? And finally, could you please provide the data on how many Saudi women are in leadership positions in energy sector? Thank you.